expectations for your first NFL training camp coming in here?
I went on the right side instead of the left today because of some issues. I thought I did pretty good. Not totally satisfied because I haven't been on the right side in a few years. So, but to be available in this league, I play both sides if you're a D lineman.
Is it good just to be back to work and playing again?
I'm so excited to be back with the guys. It's, football's fun.
Is it good to have a little time with the rookies before everybody else shows up, before they can give you special attention?
It's just, you know, just like when we came in for OTA, it's just the same. It's fun. Us and the guys miss each other. You're cracking jokes like normal.
Does it feel different just training camp now, like with not OTAs, not any of these other
Right now, I still feel like it was OTAs, but when you get the pads on, it's going to be different.
When you're away for the summer, what kind of things do you do just to keep up, make sure you remember what's in the playbook and stuff, so you come back ready?
Yes.
What can you do?
You want to make sure you've studied the playbook, and you also want to come in great shape, and I think I achieved both by today passing my conditioning test.
What kind of stuff were you doing?
Working out. I did a lot of traveling, mm-hmm. clearly. You guys probably saw that. So I had trainers in those cities, New York and L.A. and Kansas City, so working on training, lifting weights. Running.
How was it a week removed from that award and just the emotion of it and that whole experience last week?
You know, it was a great award. I had a great time in LA and during with the Arthur Ashe Award, but that's over. Focusing on football now.
Did it mean something to you to have your head coach and general manager there supporting you?
My head coach, general manager, my family, my boyfriend's family, everyone had a great time, but now it's football season.
One more thing off the topic, just got to ask you, Tony Dungy's comments, I don't know if you saw him or heard him. What did you make of that when you saw it or heard it?
Thank God he wasn't St. Louis Rams coach. but I have a great respect for Coach Dungy, and like everyone in America, everyone has entitled their own opinions.
So you won't be surprised when that pops up from time to time where somebody disapproves.
I mean, it is what it is. What are you going to do about it? I hope so, but like I said, my focus is on making this team.
Based on what people are coming up and talking about.
I don't really care what people come up and tell me. My job is to make this team. That's my number one priority.
You had said you wanted to lose a little weight just to make sure your speed was up for special teams.
I lost 13 pounds since OTAs. 13 pounds. Feeling great.
What do you weigh now?
257. Came in at 257.
That's the smallest you've been in many a time.
No, it's not the smallest one, but it's just where I want to be speed-wise so I can run fast and make plays. I want to be as fast as I can.
Anything in terms of speed, like a 40 time or anything that you improve that you notice? Or do you
the combine's long months ago, man. I'm not worried about the combine anymore.
Are you stronger now?
I am stronger. I'm living with the guys, coach, conditioning coach and strength coaches, getting us back ready. I improved since we left, so.
How does the conditioning program differ in the NFL from
faster? College? Everything is faster. And, you know, you want to be, make sure you at good weight and at good speed to compete at this level. It's not college anymore. That's child's play compared to this.